your child.
I love that scream. I got a tip of the hat to Big Ed Davis. He always pulls out these great songs. I think that one was from the 50s, if I'm not mistaken, but that was the Del Vikings. All right, good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works. We always take it back into time when we start the show, do we not? I am Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy Big Ed Davis, we thank you for joining us here on Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. It is Monday. It's Juneteenth, I think it's what it's called, for many African Americans, June the 19th. We have a lot going on. In a few minutes, Weifeng Zong of the Mercatus Center is going to join us. We are going to talk about Secretary of State Antony Blinken's China trip. I think he's still over there. The question is this: what has it achieved, if anything? And will it bring the two countries closer together? Seems like they're about as far apart as they've ever been right now. So we'll look into that with Weifeng Zong in just a few minutes. And new polling shows how conflicted people are about Donald Trump. There's a couple of polls out, a Marist poll and a Quinnipiac poll. Basically, not real good news right now for Donald Trump. We will look into that as well. And PolitiFact, you ever hear of it? I think it's part of the Tampa Bay Times. I think they may have originated it. I may be wrong. PolitiFact deems a comment by Joe Biden that gay people get kicked out of restaurants on a regular basis as mostly true. I almost fell off my chair in the restaurant when I read that. We're going to take a look at it. Crazy. And in our ultimate top 10, the top 10 worst plagues in world history. Something you've always wanted to know, right? So stay tuned for that towards the end of the show. By the way, Freedom Works has two wonderful sponsors: Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Best barbershop in Tampa Bay that I have ever found. It's not only a great place for a haircut and conversation, the price is great, but you got to call for your appointment. It's in Dunedin. Call 727-733-3773. They are open, by the way, Tuesdays through Fridays and Saturday as well. Tuesdays through Saturdays, Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. And Arbor Life Tree Service, another co-sponsor. Whether it's tree enhancement, you want to get a series of trees delivered, you want trees cut down, removed from your property, whatever it is, Arbor Life is Tampa Bay's premier tree service. I use them. They're terrific. Call Arbor Life for a free estimate at 727-330-1999. Again, 727-330-1999. So I guess Biden has finally decided to go out on the campaign trail after announcing some time ago that he is running again for the White House. In the meantime, today he's going to announce plans to spend an additional $600 million in efforts to address climate change. I'm sure it's going to do a great deal of good, spending $600 million to address climate change. He'll hold an event today in Palo Alto, California, touting his efforts to bolster defenses against rising sea levels and associated weather catastrophes. I see. I would like to see the Democrats running down to the seashore and bolstering rising sea levels. That will be quite an accomplishment. The funding includes about $575 million to reinforce coastal infrastructure and $67 million to protect California's power grid from weather events. So I guess because California is typically a blue state, there's a little bit of a payoff going on there. Anyway, Biden has maintained that climate change is a top priority for his administration. And his move today comes just a few months after the U.S. pledged another $1 billion, with a B,
$1 billion to the United Nations Green Climate Fund. Here's the deal. The United States has done more to cut back on all of those noxious and toxic gases than any other country in the world, if you take a look at a chart that shows all the countries that have lowered emissions, toxic emissions in their country. The United States is number one. But we've got countries like Russia and China, believe me, they don't care that much about it, right? So anyway, this has always been a big deal, climate change, for Joe Biden. It's not necessarily a big deal on the radar of most people in this country right now in particular. They're a little bit more worried about the economy, the southern border, and the fact that Biden can barely walk and chew gum anymore. I think they're probably a little bit more worried about that. In the meantime, here's some good news for Donald Trump. Westchester County District Attorney Mimi Rocha has announced that a multi-year-long investigation into Trump's or his valuation of one of his golf courses in New York has officially closed. They went after him for the valuation he put on a golf course in Westchester, New York. They've closed it. Basically, they said he's clean. So Trump sends this out. He says, after going through a criminal investigation for 2 years by the district attorney's office in Westchester County, New York, it's just announced that the case has been dropped and no charges filed. He said, this was the honorable thing to do in that I did nothing wrong. But where and when do I get my reputation back? When will the other fake cases against me be dropped? And then he has election interference with three exclamation points. You know what? He's got a point. Let's be honest. They've been going after him forever. They don't like him. They didn't like him before he became a candidate for president. He has alienated a lot of people. He gets in and he does a hell of a job. And of course, it just makes those people that hated him hate him all the more. That's the way things go. Anyway, this is kind of there's a couple of polls out right now. There's a Marist poll that has 56% of Americans apparently thinking Trump should drop out of the race, especially because he's been indicted by a Florida grand jury. 43% say he should continue to run. Then there's a Quinnipiac poll that has Joe Biden ahead of Donald Trump right now by 4 points. Now, that's within the so-called, what do you call it? Four points is within the area where you're basically one or the other could win. But the truth is that Donald Trump, there's a lot of people just ain't going to vote for him. It wouldn't make any difference if he was able to walk on water. They would not want him to become president again, and I don't think they're going to change their mind. The question will be whether or not enough people will come out to vote for Joe Biden, because Joe Biden has also got most of the country saying he probably should not run again for president. So what does that mean? It means that the two top candidates for the White House are being urged not to run again by most of the people in this country. That's kind of a scary thought if you think about it. But we don't know what's going to happen, right? I mean, both of them are under a dark cloud. The mainstream media wants you to think it's only Donald Trump, but let's be honest. Joe Biden and his son Hunter and the rest of his family have been caught with their hands in the cookie jar, and that one is not going to go away. Now, whether or not it's going to affect Joe Biden before the election in 2024 November, we don't know yet, but so far, the news has not been good. It has not been good. All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back, we're going to transfer our discussion to the China trip by the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. What did it achieve, and will it bring our two countries closer together?
Why do you build is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop. If you own a home, I bet you're flooded with tree service mailers. So who do you call? ArborLife Tree Service is my choice. When I needed a bunch of trees taken down, they did it safely and at a great price. But ArborLife not only removes trees, they plant trees, they trim them, they prune, they spray, and they fertilize as well. They're ISA certified, they're veteran owned. I'm telling you, you can't go wrong. Call them for a free estimate. 727-330-1999. That's 727-330-1999. ArborLife Tree Service. They really will go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back. Freedom Work. Thank you so very much for joining with us. We are trying to locate Wai Feng Zaw, who is scheduled to be our guest in this segment of Freedom Works. And Big Ed's going to try and see if we can get him on the line. We have not been able to reach him. Those things happen from time to time. But in the meantime, I did want to talk a little bit about that trip by Anthony Blinken to China. Chinese President Xi and Anthony Blinken finally got together today in Beijing. You know, when Blinken got off the plane, I think the only guy that showed up from the government was a custodian. He didn't get the royal treatment. You know, they actually lay out a red carpet in many cases when you have a big political leader coming to the country, but they didn't do it for Anthony Blinken. But finally, President Xi did meet with Blinken. They have them getting together and shaking hands in front of photographers. And then Anthony Blinken held a press conference without Xi, apparently telling reporters that the relationship between their two nations constitutes, quote, one of the most consequential in the world, unquote, and that both the United States and China have an obligation to manage this relationship responsibly. I get the impression, and I think most people do that are following the situation, that there's not a lot of love lost right now, and there's probably not a lot of respect that's being given to the United States by China. Here's what Blinken went on to say. I came to Beijing to strengthen high-level channels of communication to make clear our positions and intentions in areas of disagreement, and to explore areas where we might work together when our interests align on shared transnational challenges. And we did all of that here in Beijing, and I had an important conversation with President Xi. I had a candid, substantive, and constructive discussion with my counterparts. And then he mentions two people, Wang Yi and Qin Gang, I guess our names are. I appreciate the hospitality extended by our hosts. I stress that direct engagement and sustained communication at senior levels, best way to responsibly manage our differences. In other words, I'm lucky I didn't get kicked in the pants when I came here, and I'll be lucky if I can get back onto the plane without a couple of pea shooters being aimed in my direction. Doesn't sound like they got a lot done.
Well, the embarrassing part is I'm sure that President Xi, Chinese president, knew that he was coming over. Did he not?
He certainly did.
And did not reach out and say, hey, while you were over here, in essence, he probably avoided him. And I wouldn't
he did
be surprised.
Him.
I mean, Blinken was probably on the phone all day and all night trying to get a hold of him, and they were probably brushing out. President Xi's doing his laundry right now. He can't come to the phone. He's in the bathroom right now. He can't come to the phone.
Well, I was laughing because of the Chinese laundry.
Well, I mean, nobody called him back. That's the thing.
Well, he finally did. He finally did actually talk with Xi.
To my understanding, it was 25 minutes before he was ready to leave.
Yeah. I think Xi was on his way out the door, and he said, "Oh, hi, how are you?
Must have tripped
over. Who are you again? Oh, the Secretary of State from the U.S. Nice to see you. How's your sister?"
He probably camped down on his doorstep, and when Xi came out, he tripped over him.
But, you know, we're making jokes, but I don't think our relationship with China has been...
Listen, the bar has been
worse
lowered.
This is the worst it's probably been in a long
time. The bar
has
been lowered. I mean, you had Biden months ago going over to Saudi Arabia begging them for oil, to increase oil production. I mean, begging. What's going on? They know... He's not in power over here.
No, I think I don't think they respect Biden at all. I don't think that they. The one thing that you got to have when you have a relationship with countries like communist countries in particular, is they have to fear you. Mm-hmm. You have to fear you.
There has to be a certain amount of fear. Yeah. Well,
yes, I don't mean fear to the point of panic. I mean fear to the point of respect, because that's the only way you're going to get anything done, and they're going to listen to you. At least when Donald Trump was in there, I think they really did, especially Russia and China, they realized that this guy might not be afraid to do what would be necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they feel that way about Biden. I think they feel like they know he's a puppet.
I don't think they know. I think they know he doesn't know what's going on.
I think that's another thing. He's just being led around by the nose. So, doesn't look like we're going to have our friend Weifeng Zhang on today. He might be running around, but we're just going to have to follow the story and see if we can somehow make things better. I think it will be tough. You know, we originally were going to go over to China just before the weather balloon, the spy balloon was sent over. Of course, that went floating across our entire country before we shot it down. So what did we do? We said, well, we're not going to come over right now just because of the spy balloon.
It's to my understanding.
Now the other thing is, we got all this nonsense going on again in Cuba, this time with China.
I thought about this the other day. Can you imagine what the people of Cuba are thinking right now? I mean, here they are. They have one of the worst communist governments on the planet. And now they've got the next best worst thing, or the worst, in China trying to set up shop in their country.
Yeah. Yeah, they've had a connection with Russia for all the time that the takeover by Fidel Castro occurred, which was in 1959. Now they got China over there goofing around. And, you know, China's been making entry into South American countries as well. And, I mean, let's be honest, they're all over the place. They're infiltrating everything.
Oil.
They're infiltrating in our country. Remember the story about the Chinese police stations?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
buying land in the Midwest
and purchasing a land many times next to military installations and the like. We just, you know, we're just sitting there like, slap me again. You know? Hit me again. Put a kick me sign on.
It's like we don't want to offend anybody but ourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
And so they lose respect. And now we've got the worst, least respected president in my lifetime, sitting in the White House. You know, this is the worst time to have a guy like Biden as a president.
You know, every time I see a clip, I think that's probably the worst I've ever seen. And then the next one comes out.
Right.
I mean, we talked Friday about the transgender dropping the top. And I told you I was going to look that video up.
Oh, yeah.
I was offended. Come on.
It is. It's offensive. And they just stand around and they barely say anything about it.
Yeah, its excuse was, well, if I were a man, this wouldn't be offensive. Well, you're not. In other words, he's trying to play both sides of the coin here and say, well, if I was a man, that would not be offensive. I mean, that's what Governor DeSantis is afraid of, that these people push the envelope. And they want special privileges, because if you do it, or I do, if I drop my pants in a public place, or you do the same, you're going to be arrested. Now, these people, if they're arrested, then it's called hate. But then now they want special privileges. They don't want to live among us and do their thing. You want to do your thing, that's fine. I don't care about it, but don't push that on me.
Yeah.
And don't expect special things because you think you're special. I think I'm special, but you know what? That'll get me maybe a dime and a cup of coffee.
Right.
Maybe. And I'd have to spot my own dime.
There you go. And that brings us to that story I referred to at the opening of our show. PolitiFact has come out, and apparently they say that Biden's claim about gay people being kicked out of restaurants is mostly true. Now, first of all, before I even get into the story, I have never in my life ever seen that occur.
Let me ask you something, Paul. When you go, I don't know, you've not been in the restaurant industry. I have.
Yes, you have.
And I can tell you that at least half the waiters, servers are gay.
I know. And you know, the cooks generally in many of these places also are gay. That's just the truth of it.
You said this is coming from the Tampa Bay Times?
The PolitiFact.
Okay, well, that's the ultimate divider.
It is.
They are.
President Biden's recent claim that gay people, quote, can be married in the morning and thrown out of a restaurant, unquote, in the afternoon, was rated by PolitiFact as, quote, mostly true. Mostly true. This was on Friday.
I've seen one person be kicked out of a restaurant. You have to... You have to act a fool.
You have to really be obnoxious to be kicked out of a restaurant.
I've seen one, and I did not say, hold on, are you gay? Are you getting kicked out because you're gay? No. Okay.
Yeah. This is a ridiculous... I mean, I don't think there's anybody out there that's listening to us that has ever witnessed somebody being kicked out of a restaurant because of his sexual orientation. Now, if a person... like you just said, is obnoxious and is doing something else, that's a different story. Anyway, during the White House Pride Month 2023 event on June 10th, Biden gave a speech in support of the LGBTQ community. One particular point that drew backlash was his claim that restaurants kick gay people out on the basis of their sexual orientation. Here's what he said. When a person can be married in the morning and thrown out of a restaurant for being gay in the afternoon, something is still very wrong in America.
Oh, God.
Now, I mean, to bring that up, it's such a divisive thing.
I'm so sick and tired of him saying
this. Always trying to divide people. This is the thing about Democrats, and we've talked about this on the show. Democrats' oxygen is the... concept of dividing people by their sex, their race, you name it, anything. As long as they can divide people, that is what keeps them going. Because if they can't foment a separation between people and a division, they don't seem to accomplish anything. That's the way it is. The other one they separate is rich versus poor. Mm. They've always got to make rich people bad, poor people good, right? Black people good, white people bad. You name it, but it's always got to, you got to do something like that. Women are good, men are bad, you know. I'm obviously exaggerating, but you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's what their concept is. So obviously this statement by PolitiFact was heavily scrutinized and criticized. Here's what PolitiFact said, Ed. You'll get a kick out of this. Here's PolitiFact. It says, although Biden drew criticism, Biden's illustration is not without factual backing. Same-sex marriage is federally protected, but dining in a restaurant with your same-sex spouse is not, the fact check read. It says some states have passed anti-discrimination laws, but in 22 states it is legal under state law for proprietors to refuse service to customers based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. Local areas may have anti-discrimination ordinances, but it varies. Here's the deal. You could be kicked out of a store for no reason, mm-hmm. because the owner of the store can make a decision. Right. But to say that they are standing by looking to see if a gay person is coming in, that's nonsense.
How do you know?
You don't know. And even if they came in with a sign that said, I am gay, I doubt that they would be kicked out of a restaurant.
If two men go to have dinner together, what if you and I decided, hey, let's go to the Outback Steakhouse and have dinner and talk about the show? How do they know that we're not gay?
No, of course. Of course. This is what's making it so stupid. Now, maybe someone is overtly...
Well, no, that's a different story.
Well, I mean, I don't mean that they're harassing anybody, but they come in and they're acting very effeminate.
Let's say we have two men together at a table, sitting at a table, and they're all
kissing
over each other.
Yeah.
But you know what? If a man and a woman is doing the same thing, somebody's going to say something. Listen.
Yeah.
This is a public place.
Exactly.
Come on.
Yeah.
We don't see you groping her and stuff
like
that.
Exactly. Right. Right.
I don't care if it's a man or a man woman or a dog cat. I don't care.
That's right. Anyway, it was stupid. I just thought I'd mention it. Let's take our break. Sorry about Wai Feng Zong. We'll have to get him on again.
Yeah,
there's a miscommunication. He might be over there with Antony Blinken, maybe trying to help.
Maybe you had to give him a ride home?
If he came by the station, I would be nice enough to give him a ride home.
Maybe he had to give Antony Blinken a ride home.
I'm thinking he probably had to do some translating. I don't think Antony Blinken knows a doggone... doesn't know Mandarin. That's the way I figure it. Anyway, let's take our break. And when we come back... we got a lot to talk about. We'll we'll tell you what it is. Among other things, we eventually the top 10 worst plagues in world history.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop. If you own a home, I bet you're flooded with tree service mailers. So who do you call? ArborLife Tree Service is my choice. When I needed a bunch of trees taken down, they did it safely and at a great price. But ArborLife not only removes trees, they plant trees, they trim them, they prune, they spray, and they fertilize as well. They're ISA certified, they're veteran owned. I'm telling you, you can't go wrong. Call them for a free estimate. 727-330-1999. That's 727-330-1999. ArborLife Tree Service. They really will go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on Freedom Works, and we thank you so very much for being with us. So, as usual, when you enter the race and you're a conservative Republican, as Ron DeSantis is, they start going after people in your family. It's just part of the routine with the mainstream media. And, of course, Casey DeSantis has now got within the scope and sights of the Washington Post. Florida First Lady Casey DeSantis is the subject of another, I would call it a hit piece. It says, this time from the Washington Post, on her relationship with Ron DeSantis. which the outlet called, quote, one of the most guarded and feared partnerships in politics. Oh, really? Feared. Okay. But the feature is taking flack online for calling the political couple's marriage, quote, insular, unquote, and describing their relationship as an inner circle of two and deeply private. I don't think there's anything wrong with it being deeply private or an inner circle of two. I think that's terrific.
They're ensuring they're hiding something.
Of course.
And I told, what I say months ago, if DeSantis is going to jump into the ring, not only should you be prepared, Mr. DeSantis, but your family better be ready.
Absolutely right. Here's what they go on to say in the Washington Post. The level of prominence and power that they achieved in Tallahassee seemed to insulate their world further, creating a level of distance between Ron and Casey and everyone else. Well, it goes on to, you know, talk about her being like Lady Macbeth, you know, from Shakespeare. Lady Macbeth, the power behind the throne and all that kind of a thing. Anyway, guess who we have on the line? Two of our favorites, Angelo and Andrew Ceresi. Guys, thanks for joining us. If I might, I'm going to start off with Andrew, because Andrew knows the DeSantis family, as those of you that follow our show are aware. Ron grew up in Dunedin, and Andrew knows the family. Anyway, Andrew, what do you think about this, what I call this hit piece on Casey DeSantis?
Well, they hit a different one every week. Last week it was they called her the Walmart Melania.
Yes, somebody did. You're right about that. In fact, I think later in this story here it says that, but you're right.
Yeah, I got a big kick out of that. But you know, they're going to go after anybody and everything. But you know, Paul, you know how you were talking about the Quinnipiac poll with Trump earlier?
Yes.
Yeah, this Quinnipiac poll, I think, is the most ridiculous poll in the world, because just the other day I was looking at the Quinnipiac poll, and Trump was way ahead of everything. He was 4 points ahead of Biden. It was this Quinnipiac. I think Quinnipiac means to pack it and leave.
It's Quinnipiac, okay? But I like the way you say it.
Whatever it is. But, you know,
yes.
Listen, I got my poll going on at the shop.
Yes,
just
you
between
do.
Ron. I can tell you right now that Trump is destroying Ron.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm still here.
You blocked out a little bit.
Yes.
You said that Trump is indeed in front.
He is destroying Ron in my barbershop.
Okay. Now, let's tell everybody, if you come in and listen, I'm telling you, as I said earlier, the best haircut in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. If you come in, you not only get a great haircut and a great conversation, you get to vote between the two of them. So what's the... you're
Paul,
saying he's destroying
like,
him now, huh?
It's 104 to 29.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Yeah, and
like
that's,
I said, that's in Dunedin, right? It's right up two blocks away from where Ron grew up.
I'm surprised,
okay.
Andrew.
But it's
surprised.
The truth, people.
Oh, I believe
people
you.
Think that, you know, Ron has done a few things that they're not happy with. And the way Trump is pushing, I'm sorry. There is no way you're going to stop this man. Okay? You see all their so-called indictments. These are all going to go away, Paul. And I'll tell you the ones that are going to be losing. If you look, what's the guy in Miami? His name is Spring, I think.
The
DA.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right? Are you thinking about the new contender for president, Suarez?
Not the mayor. The one that's prosecuting Trump down there.
Oh, yeah, I know who you mean. In fact, I've got her name. It's a woman. Are you talking about not the prosecutor? I've got the judge's name. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, the prosecutor.
Yeah.
This guy has got such a losing record of going after political. He hasn't won a case.
No, I know.
I researched his record, man. He got nothing.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. By the way, I want to get your brother in. Angelo, sorry about that. Listen, we're going on and on here about the DeSantis and Trump situation. What's going on? How are you?
Pretty good, thank you. Thanks for asking.
Of course. So what do you think? We were just talking about this, what I call a hit piece on Casey DeSantis. Now, I know you're also, if you were to go into your brother's barbershop, I'm guessing you would go over to the stand-up cutout of Trump and put a check mark.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you know, the thing is, Yeah, I wouldn't give you 2 cents for the Washington Post or any newspaper today. Right. They don't tell the truth. They're the worst media we have ever had.
Yeah, they're blatantly one-sided, aren't they? The mainstream
very
media.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I wish I could buy a newspaper and make it the way it should be, you know, but there's nothing out there that's any good.
The only one that I would say that comes close on a national basis might be the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
But I think they're more mainstream. It's just that they look conservative because everybody else is so far left.
I mean, how do they know about Casey DeSantis, the writers that are writing? How do they know?
Exactly.
I mean, they're just saying stuff that comes to their mind, and that's it. And their minds today are mush.
They will go. Supposedly, when Bill Clinton was running for president, did you ever see mainstream media hit pieces on Hillary? You might have seen them from the conservative side. And she made a point of intervening in politics right from the get-go, right?
Right.
So there was more talk about Hillary because of her intervention. But Casey DeSantis is more of a person, I think, that, you know, stays in the background. But there's no question about her involvement with her husband. Very much so. She seems like she's very much she's not a wallflower type, right?
Well, you know, the thing is, I mean, like I said, how do these writers know about these people? I mean, do they go out to dinner with them? Do they talk to them? No, they just say stuff that they feel like saying, and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of it's hearsay too. A lot of it's hearsay,
of course.
And then they throw in a little bit of their imagination.
Right, and their imagination today runs wild, doesn't it?
Here's I want you, now. A lot of people have responded back against what this hit piece from the Post. This is the Independent Women's Forum, Gabriella Hoffman, saying, she says, "Gasp! Florida's first lady is in an insular marriage. Oh my! And that's icky." Because she's, by all appearances, dedicated to her husband and vice versa. How dare she be normal, committed to one man, and want an enduring marriage? PSA, every sane woman wants this. There you go. Okay, anyway. So let me ask... Go ahead.
How come, Paul, they don't go after Pete Buttigieg and his husband?
Yeah.
Jean-Pierre Carine and her wife. How come they don't go after them and let us know about their relationship?
Because it's a hate crime if you do.
Oh, no. Well, it is.
How come
you can burn the American flag and nothing happens to you, but you burn the pride flag and it's a hate crime?
Right.
What do you think of that one?
I've always said there's only one flag, and that's the American flag. Okay.
Except when you go to the White House, they have the gay pride flag between the American flag.
That was
flag.
Disgusting.
Yeah, everything is completely upside down.
If I were there, I think I would have risked going to jail, and I would have tried to rip it down. I really would have.
You had to get a tall ladder. It was way up there.
No, I'd have snuck my way up there and cut it.
I went to the VA last week. They've got the pride flag right there in the middle of the lobby. You know.
Really.
Yes, and they got little pride flags at every office that you go to.
What the heck? Can't they stay out of all of that stuff? Especially in a military building. You know, at least half the people are going, geez, do I have to look at that?
Right, but you know the thing, they should keep that out. Like I said, there's only one flag, and that's the American flag.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that should be in a VA building. But, you know, if you're hanging the pride flag out from the commander-in-chief's residence, what can you say?
I know. So, I dare ask this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway because I'm curious and I don't know the answer to it. But I'm going to ask both of you. If for some reason, Andrew, Donald Trump is not able to be the Republican nominee, knowing what you know now about the others that are running on the Republican ticket, is there anybody else that you might consider voting for?
Well, I would have no choice, would I?
probably
what kind
not.
Of a question is that to ask me?
I know, that's why I said I don't. I
would have to get on the Ron's.
That's
stream.
What I thought you would I get on.
I think we all were. God forbid something medical happens to Donald Trump.
If something like
run,
that, and God forbid something did happen to Trump where you didn't have him as a choice.
And he has to drop out. And of course, I wouldn't even think about it. I wouldn't even flinch.
I would go Ron DeSantis also.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, so he would be our second choice. I would tend
but
to.
But, you know, I'll tell you who I do like, the Indian guy there, Vivek.
He said, you know what I think he's doing, Andrew? First of all, he has said that he will immediately pardon Donald Trump for any for anything that he might have been charged or found guilty of. He's made a point of saying that. But
that's right.
Do you not think he is trying to cozy up to Donald Trump?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me.
And his voters.
Because he doesn't really have a chance of being the president.
No, I would cozy up next to Trump, too.
That's exactly right. Angelo, you're right. That's what I think, too.
He wants who I'm really disappointed in is Nikki Haley.
Are you?
Yes.
Why?
Because, you know, she worked for him and everything like that. And then, I know it's politics, but, you know, she said some nasty things about Donald Trump.
But she never liked Trump.
Well,
she never liked him, even though she worked for him.
Let's be honest. Politicians use each other as stepping stones, do they not?
Yes, they do.
Most of them are the scum of the earth. Let's be real.
Well, look what they say.
Let's be real.
Look what they say about each other in debates. I mean, the bar's been set. I mean, Joe Biden was called a racist by Kamala Harris.
Right, and I was that little girl.
And what job
racist,
does she hold now?
Vice president, right?
There you go. There you go.
She's in charge of the AI.
And by the way, and this is not against Donald Trump, but Donald Trump has done things to other people, and then they've kissed and made up.
He has.
And one of them is Ted Cruz. Do you remember what he said about Ted Cruz and his wife?
Yep.
And all of us, and Ted Cruz right now is one of his biggest backers.
Isn't that politics?
That's what I'm saying.
The life of a politician.
It's the life. So Donald Trump has also used those kinds of things to
but he does it with style and grace. That's what you got to understand. When Trump does it, it's with style and grace.
Okay.
And
okay.
Social media.
But you know what? A lot of things can happen between now and January 2024.
Oh, they're going to happen. Yeah. They're going to happen.
Nah.
They are going to have. I mean, we got a guy that can't find his way to the front door of the White House, occupying the White House right now. Something can happen to him. I still think something will. And I don't mean to be.
Well, they're probably behind the back.
Well, you know what I mean.
Back doors, they're trying to get rid of him.
Yeah, they are trying to get rid of him.
Well, listen, he's not going to get hurt if he falls again because they're wrapping him in bubble wrap now when he walks around. I got news for you guys.
You know, it's not only the falling, but walking around in a daze. He just doesn't know where the hell he's at. And constantly people are having to come up to him and go, no, Mr. President, it's over this way.
But
hey, he's probably better off than we are because he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, he's probably in a blissful state.
You know what? You know what he should do? He should do his next, his next rally or whatever from a nursing home. And we'd never tell the difference.
Actually,
he'd,
I think he ought to be
right
a guest.
In. He'd blend right
he
in.
Oughta, I think he ought to be a guest on your Thursday morning show. And have the boys there ask Bo Joey a few questions.
Yeah, they would ask ice cream questions now.
But, you know, when you were talking earlier, like, so much percentage of the country don't want either one of them to run, right? Most of the people in the
country.
Apparently,
if you look at the polling, there are enough people that do not want either one to run.
And I, you know what? If that still holds true, come January 1, 2024, when the primaries to start, you may see things happening and changing where these two top contenders may be falling off to the wayside.
Possibly.
Because, I mean, when you got most of the country that don't want either one of them, you know, that's pretty sad. And maybe,
I got a few bucks I'd put on Trump.
Well, of course. Of course. And you want to see him win. But to be honest, Andrew, there are he's got big negatives. You know that. And when you see these polls, now, it's coming at the worst time for Trump because he's just been indicted. But when they see a poll that shows That Biden is ahead of them now by 4 points, at least one of them, the Marist poll.
Again. Last week they were different.
I know. They were different.
Every week the polls, they're making a living by making you go back and forth.
Okay.
Don't even listen to them. Anyway, here's a mathematical question for you, Paul.
Yes.
What do you get? What does a negative and a negative make?
A positive.
All right. There's your answer. You've got all kinds of negatives. There will be positives.
Yeah. Well, you might be right.
Listen, by the time this election comes around, people's pockets are going to be hanging inside out because they got no money. They're tired of supporting the illegal immigrants. Listen, look at the people in New York. They want to give them $125 a piece. They won't even let him in their houses.
Rochester, New York.
Andrew, I hope you're right, Andrew. God, I hope you're right. But you have seen the way how ignorant people can be. And how blinded they can be if they have a dislike for somebody.
But the thing is,
this indictment, everybody knows it's political, right?
They should.
They do not like Donald Trump, so they're going to still hold that against him, no matter what.
Guys, we could go on forever. I immensely enjoy and appreciate both of you calling in. So enjoyable and interesting to talk with you. I hope we can continue to do that. In the meantime, thank you. Thank you so much. Take good care of yourselves until we talk again.
Thank you.
You got it, buddy.
All right, thanks, Andrew.
Take care, guys.
I'll see you Wednesday, Andrew. And
thanks so much.
All right. Well, you know, it's always fun to talk with those two. I mean, their hearts are in the right place, and they want to see this country do well. And that's just the truth of it, both of them. So it's always a pleasure to talk with them. All right. Shall we take a short break, Ed? Let's do a real short break, and then we'll come back and do our top 10.
If you own a home, I bet you're flooded with tree service mailers. So who do you call? ArborLife Tree Service is my choice. When I needed a bunch of trees taken down, they did it safely and at a great price. But ArborLife not only removes trees, they plant trees, they trim them, they prune, they spray, and they fertilize as well. They're ISA certified, they're veteran owned. I'm telling you, you can't go wrong. Call them for a free estimate. 727-330-1999. That's 727-330-1999. ArborLife Tree Service. They really will go out on a limb for you.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. Thanks again. By the way, we're here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tantalk Radio Network. If you cannot listen live, Big Ed's got all our shows on podcast. All you have to do is go to our website, OurFreedomWorks.com, O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Click on the podcast button, and there you can take the show. The most recent is right at the top, and we thank Ed for doing that for us. All right, time for our top 10, Ed. And these are the top 10 worst plagues in history, and I'm going to tell you right off the bat that the COVID-19 plague is not in here, and the only reason I think it's not is because it might have been engineered in Wuhan lab, and the others were more natural, if you know what I'm saying. Mm. So here we go. Number 10. The cholera pandemic of 1899, estimated death toll 800,000 people. It originated in India from 1899 to 1923, so it went for a very long time. Mm. Number 9. The flu pandemic of 1968. the estimated death toll, 1 million people. It was the Hong Kong flu. British Hong Kong is where it originated. And again, 1968. Number eight. The Russian flu, 1889 to 1890, estimated death toll about 1 million plus. It originated in St. Petersburg, Florida. Number seven.
St. Petersburg, Russia.
Oh. Yes. What am I thinking? Nah, not St. Petersburg, Florida. Excuse me. Thanks, Ed. All right. Number seven. I'm getting Bidenitis. I got to worry about it. Number seven is the cholera pandemic of 1852. And no, I don't remember it. The estimated death toll, 1 to 2 million people. It originated in India, and it went 8 years, 1852 to 1860. Number six, the Asian flu, 1957 to 1958. 1 to 4 million people, or origins in Guizhou, China. Number five, the Antonine Plague. Now, this occurred 186 to 180 AD. The estimated death toll, 5 million people, and the origin and place were unknown. Number four, the Plague of Justinian. It killed 25 million people. It originated in Central Asia, 541 to 542 AD. Number three, the Spanish flu. That occurred during World War I. It says origins unknown. It was not Spain. But it might have been, believe it or not, in the United States and troops going over, but they weren't sure. Anyway, 1918 to 1919, 25 to 50 million people. Number two, HIV. Do you know it's killed 32 million people?
Mm-hmm.
Started about 1981, still going on. All right? And number one, the good old Black Death. 1346 to 1363, estimated death toll, 200 million people.
Wow.
Originated in Central Asia. So there you go. All right. Thank you so very much for listening. We will be back on Wednesday. In the meantime, remember, freedom works.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.
And a good Monday morning, Tampa Bay. Big Ed here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Let's take a look at your Bay Area forecast. Maybe a small break from some rain today. Only a 20% chance. A high of 87. Overnight low tonight of 78. But a 50% chance of rain. And tomorrow, high of only 84.